Today I had the opportunity to talk to Mandy Stolitz. She is a co-moderator of hashtag AT Assessment, which stands for All Things Assessment. She is the author of two books. One of them is called Standards-Based Learning in Action, and the second one is called Coaching Your Classroom. I actually have a history with her, meaning that I was her intern during my junior year of college at Illinois State. And I am so lucky that I get to connect with her and still maintain contact with her. Even to this day, she has helped me so much and has been such a positive force in my life. And she's definitely an inspiration. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I loved our conversation, so I know that you will find great resources mentioned and great insight into assessment and building relationships.
To start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So this is my 14th year in education. I went to Illinois State University for my undergraduate program to teach high school math, and I've been teaching for 14 years. I started out at the high school level and then tried out middle school for about 9 years, and now I'm back at the high school level teaching math. I'm now teaching at Illinois State University's laboratory schools, which is really special for me because I not only get to teach kids, which is my passion, but I also get to work with pre-service teachers and do mentoring and all of that fun stuff that comes along with it. I'm also just really passionate about just building up students, getting them excited to learn, and just teaching or showing them their potential. I love assessment and standards-based grading, and that's my focus over the last few years. But my number one is just teaching kids. I love it.
Yeah, and from even just your book that you guys put out and then your assessment chat that I love joining, obviously that passion is very intact, and you're amazing at that. So I'm really lucky that I get to talk to you on this and just have you on this podcast.
Thank you so much. You know, I love assessment because it doesn't sound like a fun topic, but it really just can build confidence and increase efficacy and increase achievement. So it's something that I really try to share with other teachers just so that they can see the power that assessment has in their classroom.
Yeah, and definitely this year I'm focusing so much on assessment at our school. It's very data-driven because we have different years. So last year is building relationships, and this year it's focused on data and incorporating formative assessments and summatives. So I feel like because of your chats, I feel like I have that knowledge of what to incorporate in my classroom. And now that we're doing stations, of course, that's a little different for me, but I feel like I'm learning so much because I get to hop on ATASS and discuss those topics with you guys so that it helps me grow.
Oh, that's awesome, Susan. I love to hear that because, you know, assessment doesn't even just show us about what they know. It's like we're able to get to know every single kid in the classroom every single day. It's amazing. So I'm glad that that chat is helping you out a bit.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Okay, so I've spent a lot of time thinking about this question because I knew it was coming. And there are so many. So I'm going to just share some big ideas that I'm thinking about. You know, one of the obvious ones is just, those light bulb moments, you know, when you're working with a student and all their body language changed. They're like, oh, you know, that moment where they just, and they realize like, hey, this was hard for a little bit, but now I get it. You know, like that drives me and that gets me so excited just for them. So that's probably one of my greatest moments. You know, I know that's not a single moment, but it's one of my favorite things. Another one of my just favorites that I was thinking about today was just all those little thank yous. You know, when someone's leaving a classroom and they say, thank you so much. Or when you get a note at the end of the year and they say, you know, you had an impact. Or when you have a student, you know, walk down the hall the next year and be like, hey, Mrs. Stiles, I miss you. You know, those relationships. There are so many moments that I could reflect on, like this one moment. But that's the thing that drives me is just the thank yous and the relationships and just the, the excitement that comes with new learning. Another one of my great moments that I have, and it's just because of my unique position at the laboratory schools, is just getting to mentor pre-service teachers. And it's that same light bulb moment. Like, I know I worked with you so many years ago, and you know, like this experience, this relationship that you and I still have, that I can be talking to you as a second year teacher and see everything that you've achieved and everything that you've done. It just, it gives me, it drives me. It gets me excited to keep going, you know, 'cause I'm sure you remember back to your pre-service years when you try out lessons and they don't, you know, and I try to make my classroom a safe space where pre-service teachers can come in and try things out and see what works. And I love maintaining those relationships and just seeing those pre-service teachers grow into amazing educators like you. That is something, that's one of my amazing moments that I get so excited for.
Yeah, thank you. And I know that I remember your class very well, because obviously that was my first experience being in a classroom, but your class taught me a lot about who I am as a teacher and kind of molded me into the educator I am today. I know there's obviously room to grow still, but I feel like I grew so much from being in seventh and eighth grade in your class, and then doing student teaching in sixth. Then I taught fourth grade, but now I'm back in middle school, and I love what I'm doing right now. Like, I've been so happy this year, and just having those kids, I'm already starting to build those relationships, and they come up to me and are like, "Good morning, Miss Shane," you know, and they like to talk about math and they say it's their favorite class, and those things matter. And I know that, like, it's hard sometimes for new teachers, but I feel like being able to be on the other side of that and seeing how those kids really need you there as a safety net, but also just as a person who motivates them to succeed, that's so important.
And you know what I loved about you, and I hope that every pre-service teacher, first-year teacher does this, is I feel like you took every day and every experience just so seriously. You know, you got to know every kid from the beginning and really dove in and asked questions and wondered. And that's what I love. You know, you talked about the high moments. That's what I love about my classroom. Like, come in, ask questions, try things out, talk to the kids, and just really experiment in the classroom and figure out why you love teaching. And I feel like you did such a good job of that.
Well, thank you. And I know that that's, your class was definitely a safety net. So I feel like it's, I know that a lot of student teachers or interns are scared to try things because you want to have that cooperating teacher. But having you as one, especially when, like, again, you changed my whole perspective on how that works. I felt so much better prepared after just interning in your classroom because you really set me up for success and you helped me, you know, discuss what's going on. And if things didn't work out, you always gave me suggestions, and I feel like I grew a lot because I was able to reflect and learn the power of assessment that helps the students and drives instruction, but also just how to be a better teacher.
Well, I loved having you there. It was such a good experience for me too.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
You know, every day is difficult. And one of the things that I've been reflecting on recently is if I am talking to another teacher and they're talking about a low moment in their day, my response has been, okay, now tell me a good part of your day. You know, because I think as teachers, we are so critical of everything that we do. And on our drive home or when the day's done, what you do is you sit there and you focus on what went wrong. And you let it eat you up, or at least that's what I do, you know? So what I've been really trying to do lately is just turn that conversation around in my head and say, you know what? Yeah, things did go wrong today, but let's start listing all the things that went right. What impact did you have today? What relationship did you build today? And I'm not saying that I ignore those bad moments, but I think as teachers, we let them consume us and we can't do that. And we really need to look at those moments and say, okay, well, what can I do differently about it tomorrow? And let's look at the positive impact that I'm having. And I guess another moment that I've really learned from is just, we all have those students in our classroom that are hard to reach maybe, or hard to teach, or just aren't natural learners when they come in. And I think one of the hardest moments is just figuring out how to form that relationship with that kid and how to turn them around. And I guess one of the things that I've learned from it is just that kid deserves all the love that you have and is worthy of that amazing relationship. So I've learned to just try out new things, you know, sometimes just meet them in the hallway and talk about something that's completely not related to your class. And just work on relationships, because if you have that relationship, then everything else is going to fall into place.
Yeah. And I had a student who's been giving me not a hard time, but I guess he's, you know, trying to push it a little bit. And I've talked to him every day, and I feel like we haven't been getting through to each other. And today he came in the morning, sitting in the auditorium, and he gives me this math paper. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, oh, I was practicing last night. Like, we were doing GCF and LCM. And I looked at it, and he got everything right. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so happy. Then I got to my math class, and he took the test. And it was the first time I felt like he was confident. And then saw him at the end of the day, and he's like, did you grade my test yet? I'm like, no, but I'm going to. And I just feel like he really tried, and he put effort into it, and he felt like he knew it. So I was so happy that he actually took the time to learn the material, because I haven't seen that from him, and I knew he was capable, so I'm always trying to push him. And it was just nice to see how motivated he was about math today. I was like, well, that's a start in the right direction. So there's always those kids that we keep on pushing, and we keep on loving on them and helping them grow. And then that day when they can show us that, it really does make a difference.
And you know what's fascinating, too, is I think that all students show their excitement differently. There have been, I'm thinking about one student in particular this year, and I'm thinking, he and I do not have a good relationship. Why doesn't he like me? And just last week, he was like, hey, Mrs. Stelitz, what's your favorite type of coffee? And I said, why? And he goes, well, I have a free hour. I know you like coffee. I'm going to go pick you one up. And I thought, wow, like, okay, I didn't know that you like that you enjoyed me as a teacher. So I think that every kid shows it a little bit differently. So if we just give them all the love and all the care that we have, then, you know, they're going to come around. I get thank you cards sometimes from kids. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that you felt that way around this class or about this class. So it's just, it's fascinating. I love it. So I guess, well, back to your question, it's just, I've learned to turn bad days into good days, and I've learned to not get frustrated about a bad relationship, but figure out, like, is it there, or how do I promote it, or just, like, what comes next? I guess just not what was, but what comes next.
Yeah, to look at the future instead of, like, the present, and try to keep things positive, because that's something even in teachers' lounges sometimes, like, I'm eating lunch in the teachers' lounge, and the conversations are usually not the most positive. And, you know, every teacher has friends differently, and we talk about things. But I'm finding myself wanting to go back to my classroom, because it's just a place for me to kind of get my thoughts and not be surrounded by that. But then another teacher reached out to me and was like, oh, we're colleagues and we're friends. So she's like, well, we'll just eat in our room, and we'll, you know, have lunch there, so that we don't have to be in, kind of like, we listen in, but we're not really chiming into that. But it's nice to know that there's someone else who feels the same. Like, we want to spread that positivity, but it's hard when the conversations aren't about that, if that makes sense.
Oh, I completely understand that. At one of the places I taught, I avoided the teacher's lounge. And I don't think that they meant to be negative. I just thought I didn't want to be surrounded by it. You know, and just like you, my fix to that was I ate my lunch and I invited kids in. You know, and what do you want to talk about? Let's, you know, not talk about math. Let's just talk about life. So finding a place where you can spread positivity and joy is awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm having lunch with a kid tomorrow just for a reward, so I'm excited about that.
How cool.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Okay, so I've also been thinking a lot about this, and I guess, you know, my biggest piece of advice is I feel like in college, like, the focus is all about the lesson plan. Which I'm not saying that lesson planning is not important by any means. It's important. But don't put your focus on the lesson plan. Put your focus on the kids. You know, if you have an amazing relationship with kids, but the right kind of relationship, you don't want to be their friend. You don't want to be like, oh, they all love me. You know, it's okay for a kid to not like you for a little bit. You know, you want respect. So put your focus on the kids, because if you have an amazing relationship, then you can accomplish anything. You know, if your kids respect you and care for you and know that you care for them, like, it's okay to have a bad lesson. It's okay for everything not to go as planned. Focus on relationships first and earn their respect first and let them know that you care about them. And just, I guess, every single kid deserves it. You know, when you're going into the classroom, I want you to find that quiet kid, the kid that is not being noticed at the moment, and notice them. And just try to build relationships with all of them, because they all deserve it. I, as a mom myself, look in my classroom and think, you know, each of these kids is my kid, and I want all of them to have the same amount of attention. So I guess my advice is just get to know them all, get to love them all, and just build those relationships from day one.
Yeah, and I love what you mentioned, especially about the quiet kid, because that was totally me. I was just the one who wouldn't say a word, and I had a teacher who I had as a student a few years ago in middle school. She reached out to me last year because I was filming a podcast and doing something that went live, and she wrote me a whole paragraph about how, like, proud she was and how shocked, and because she didn't see me in that light when I was a student. She's like, you grew so much because you were, I would not say a word. Like, I was a good student. I was quiet, but I wasn't the one who was going to draw attention to myself. And now I'm doing these educational podcasts because I found something I'm passionate about. So she was just amazed at that. And she's like, if I knew that, you know, like, it was, it's just different. And so she's like, I taught for like 10 years and, you know, she was really just happy about how things worked out. And it's just, it's nice to hear that now as like a teacher, because I'm like, I was that kid and I get it. So I try to give attention to my quiet students more.
Yeah. And there's those students who are in your class who are just, you know, quiet learners, and they just, they're very focused, but we don't know what they're passionate outside of school. And there's been a few students throughout the year where all of a sudden I struck up a conversation and figured out that they are completely passionate about this phenomenal thing outside of school. And as soon as you just open up the conversation, they tell you all about it. You know, I found out just this month that one of my students designs clothes and sews clothes. And, you know, I brought that up with her, and her and I had never really had a conversation before. And she was just like, oh yeah, and told me all about it and went on and on. And then she actually came in, I think it was yesterday, and was like, see, I made the shirt. But then she sat down and she was quiet as can be, but now we have that relationship. So, you know, just finding any moment, even if you sit down next to a kid, ask them about their day, just build those relationships, get to know what they're passionate about, because maybe you could have a connection with that kid outside of just the subject area that you teach.
Yeah, that's so important. I agree. How can people get in contact with you? Because obviously you share amazing things, and I know that I'm a fan of everything that you post, but also I do your chats, so I'm definitely involved in that. But I know that other people are probably interested in assessment and wanting to reach out to you because of the work that you do and the great things you have accomplished. So if you can just share some things, either social media handles or anything that you are active on, so that people can follow you.
Sure. On Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Mandy Stalets. So M-A-N-D-Y-S-T-A-L-E-T-S. I am the co-moderator of the assessment Twitter chat that you were talking about. It's Solution Trees Assessment Twitter chat. So that hashtag is AT Assessment. So it stands for All Things Assessment. I guess if anyone is interested in, you know, assessment or standards-based grading or any of that stuff, I have written two books. The first one is titled Standards-Based Learning in Action. And that one is really just about not necessarily the theory behind standards-based grading, but what does it look like? So the action piece of it, that's something that I wanted as a teacher going on the journey. So I decided to write it with Tom Schimmer and Garnet Hillman. And then since then, my true passion and what I have found has really evolved my mathematics classroom is feedback. So over the last couple of years, I wrote a second book called Coaching Your Classroom. And it's all about taking on a coaching model in your classroom and using feedback to drive student learning and just what feedback looks like. And that was the one that you contributed to. So thank you so much for that. We really tried to find teachers who are in the classroom right now, who are doing amazing things with feedback and relationships. So thank you again for contributing to that one.
Well, thank you for allowing me that opportunity. I appreciated it. So thank you again for being on the podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk to me.
Well, thank you for having me. I love getting to maintain this relationship and talk with you.